Good morning and welcome to Maryland Today. My name is Jeff St. Pierre. We've got a great conversation for you today. If you've been listening to this program over the years, you know I always love to have Mary Hassler on with me. She's the CEO of the Harford County Public Library, and she's just such a ball of energy and a bright light. Mary is always working with her team to create new and innovative ways to interact with the community, too. She's been busy, as usual, coming up with another great idea that incorporates education and cooking. Back in the late summer and the fall, the library unveiled a program called Chesapeake Farm and Bay to Table, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Joining me today is Mary Hassler. Pleasure to have her back here on the show, the CEO of the Harford County Public Library. Mary, great to see you.
It's always wonderful to be here and to see everyone. It's an amazing time.
I know. I do love that we can at least see each other during these conversations if we can't be in person.
That is so true. You know, keeping engaged is so critical right now. And you know me, I love talking about the library. And of course, today, talking about food, one of my favorite topics.
Well, speaking of which, I'd like to welcome in our other guest as well here. We have Chef John Shields, the owner of Gertrude's Chesapeake Kitchen, the founder of Our Common Table, also the author of several cookbooks, and I believe first man to walk on Mars, too. Right?
That's right.
Yeah.
That is right.
I mean, you do a little bit of every, I'm reading the bio. I'm like, what has this man not done? I don't. It is a pleasure to meet you, Chef John. I've heard so much about you, so I'm glad we have you on the show. I do want to start with Mary really quick here. And Mary, I've always appreciated over the years your creativity, you and your team at the Harford Public Library, just trying to make sure that you have all these different options for kids and families to get out and educate themselves in different ways. But at some point, you're just making us all look bad with these really great ideas, Mary.
Well, you know, it's always fun to come up with something that's going to be either entertaining, educational. And if we can combine those two, it's amazing. So, you know, full disclosure, John and I were separated at birth.
Okay.
We grew up just streets from each other and had no idea until recently. So we are Baltimore kids through and through. And one of the things, you know, we try to do at the library, especially during the really tough times the last couple of years, is keep people engaged and keep people really interested in things that we think will change, hopefully change their lives, give them a bright hope. So one of the things John brings to the table, no pun intended, is we have had a long partnership with John coming to the library in person, doing cooking shows, talking about his cookbooks. In fact, he was our featured guest when we reopened, I'm going to say this, the new Bel Air Library renovation back 1997. I can see him now at the bottom of the steps signing his book and talking about his recipes. So we have a long time relationship with John. And during COVID, we wanted to bring something unique and different to our customers. And John was like the perfect target for this.
It sounds like you've created quite a show. I don't want to diminish it by saying it's just a Zoom hang, because it's so much more than that. I mean, you go all over Harford County, even Baltimore and the whole basically, you know, coastal area, really bringing some great entertainment and some information to folks. And the whole thing is called the Chesapeake Farm and Bay to Table. So just kind of tell me where this came from. Like, tell me how you got into creating this wonderful idea.
Well, we talked about, we know, for Choose Civility, which you've heard me talk about in previous shows, bringing people together to break bread really does keep the communication open, conversations. We know that as a culture. So when we start talking about doing a virtual type of program that we could bring to the community, we thought about doing a cooking show. And then we thought, well, who would be the best person in this region? Because it's not just Harford County, but it really is supporting agricultural and fisheries and things like that throughout the entire state. John Shields. John Shields is our rock star. He knows cooking better than anyone else. But even more important, he brings his personality to it and the support of this entire region through his cooking. So it's a little bit more than just following recipes. It's more about, we talk about things that are going on in the community. It's supporting our local artisans. It's supporting our local ag community. And then it's bringing it all together in shows. And we are in season two. We're getting ready to go to pre-production for season three on a regular basis. So people can sign up. They get the recipes, and then they watch us entertain each other, because we really have a great time on the show. I mean, we laugh. Some of our equipment might break when we're stirring things, you know, because I'm your typical cook at home and baker. And John brings that flair to it that really does introduce us to amazing food, but does it in such a way that we talk about chemistry. We talk about all those things that we think people would be interested in knowing about. And it's just fun.
So Chef John, I want to bring you in here for a second to talk a little bit about this. But first, I just kind of want to get a little background about you. I know that you own Gertrude's Chesapeake Kitchen, but where is it located exactly? And how did you get interested in cooking and becoming a chef?
Well, Gertrude's is at the Baltimore Museum of Art, right? Not quite downtown Baltimore. We're in North Baltimore, next to the Johns Hopkins University campus. And we've been there for 23 years. I can't believe it, that it's been that long, but it's a great place. And we're a big part of the neighborhood and the community around there. And I absolutely love it. And it's an honor to be able to highlight and be a cheerleader for Chesapeake, food, there. So it's pretty cool. And you know what the interesting thing is? So that's right about 32nd and Charles, you know, right around there. Well, I was born at 25th. And Greenmount, I lived with my grandmother. Her name was Gertie Cleary, Gertrude. So all these years later, like this full circle that I ended up having a restaurant at the Baltimore Museum of Art and named it after my grandmother is a pretty cool thing.
It's also really cool, and it explains why you stop by and visit 32nd Street Farmers Market so much with this show as well. I was wondering where that connection would come in, but now that makes perfect sense. That's actually my local farmers market because I live not too far from where we're talking about right now as well, and I love going there on the weekends.
Yeah, it's a great market. I've been going there, oh my God, for about 25, 26 years. I obviously I'm from here, but I was in California for almost 20 years. And I had three restaurants out there. One of them was called Gertie's Chesapeake Bay Cafe. And every time I came back to Baltimore to visit the family, first place I was Saturday morning, I was at the market and hanging out with all the farmers and people that made this stuff. It gives me great joy. And I generally don't miss, as long as I'm in town, I'm at that market.
When I was first hearing about this show that you put together with Mary and the Harford County Public Library, Chesapeake Farm and Bay to Table, my first impression of it, because so many things have done things like this, it was, you know, going to be you and Mary setting up an iPad or something in the kitchen, hitting record and just going to town, having a great time cooking food. But you offer so much more with it. How did you come with the ideas of saying, let's take this out of the kitchen and bring more elements of the local area in here?
Well, that was a combo effect. And you know, Mary, we're not going to do just something that's just regular with an iPad sitting at the end of that. Ain't going to happen, right? So I come from a bit of a television background because I did the public television Chesapeake Bay Cooking with Maryland Public Television. And then I did Coastal Cooking in America, and we traveled all over. So I love that whole idea of putting together packages for people to see things. So we have a great production team that Mary and the library and myself and our common table put together. Steve Ilnit is our videographer, and he's got quite the collection of equipment, and we travel. So if we're gonna do a show about farmers, we go to the farm. We meet the farmers. We get some background on the farmers. Then we'll do another package for that particular show that is integral to that food product. And then to bring the whole thing around is we invite that farmer or that waterman or that artisan food maker, come back to my kitchen with Mary, and we have the best time and we cook. So our guests, our viewers, they allow us to come into their home and we bring them into my kitchen. And it's really just an amazing kind of an experience. And it does take it up. It kicks it up quite a number of notches instead of just putting the iPad. Not that I don't love my iPad, but it definitely takes the production value up a bit more. And I think people just really look forward to it. And it's live and they can ask questions. So it's a pretty unique thing that we got going on.
Oh, for sure. And I'm glad you mentioned your TV background, because reading the description, I thought to myself, this sounds like something I would see on Maryland Public Television. Like this description, I was like, I feel like I've seen a very similar show like this on Maryland Public Television before. So it makes perfect sense that that's where some of your background is, for sure. I know season one is already done. We did this back in 2021. We're getting ready to kick off season two. How many episodes have you already done so far, though, with season one?
Six episodes, I believe. Wasn't it, John?
Yes, it was six episodes, and now we have another six coming up.
And the first of the new episodes will start on January 26th. Am I correct with that?
Yes, we have our Krautfest episode coming up on the 26th. And so get on your polka shoes. And I'm going over to pick up the sauerkraut today. It's been brewing for 6 weeks.
Wow.
So we're going to have a polka celebration.
So Mary, I want to bring you back in here. Where can people go if they want to sign up and be a part of this amazing experience?
You can go to hcplonline.org. It is the library's website. We do have a major slide that you can click on and you can register. You can also visit any of our previous shows that we've pre-recorded or taped, because we do have them up for quite some time, so people can go back and visit their favorite episode if they like. Unfortunately, we do not get residuals on by doing the show. Maybe that would be a future thing, but you know, we want to make it available so that anybody can go back. We also live stream it the night of the event, and it is a live show, which is makes it very interesting sometimes.
I like that there's the live aspect to it as well, because obviously you film things and you prepare things for the show. But I love the live aspect of it, that people can be a part of it while it's airing. And then I was going to ask you if you could go back and watch these after the fact, because I missed the whole first season. I'd love to see these. So I'm glad that they also are available on the website.
Yes, they are available, and we do hope people to go back. And we do actually track our viewers, too. We have been very successful with that, because, you know, we measure everything in the library world, and we want to make sure that the shows that we are producing are important to people to watch. So we have a great audience, and we have some hardcore fans out there who absolutely adore John and come from all over the country, including Canada, to watch John cook and entertain us.
Isn't that one of the coolest things when you produce something that you think is probably going to be, you know, for your main audience or your local people there, and then you look at it later and you're like, wow, somebody from, I don't know, Czechoslovakia watched our show. How cool is that? Like, what a cool experience. I love when I get to see stuff like that when you track things.
Well, you know, exactly. And our intent for the show was to make it regional. We really didn't realize it was going to be national and maybe even international. But, you know, cooking is something we all share. I hate to say it, I think we all like to eat. We all have our favorite things. And those of us from Baltimore love sauerkraut. I mean, it's always at our Thanksgiving table, and it's always at Christmas and our holidays. So the whole thing was to really spread the joy of cooking, watching us have fun in the kitchen, and even our bloopers. We should do a blooper reel, John, at some point. And, you know, just really being entertained and coming together to share that meal. And what's really special about John's recipes, they're simple, they're straightforward, they're easy to replicate. And even sometimes we have to substitute ingredients. That will happen occasionally on the show. We might forget to bring something in. It's okay. Figure it out. And that's a fun thing about food and cooking. You can really experience a quite a different taste if you like, and tailor it to your family and to your friends. And you can really wow your friends and say, hey, this was on the John Shields cooking show the other night. To me, that would be very impressive.
We've got to take a quick break, but we'll have more from Mary Hassler and Chef John in just a minute when Maryland Today returns.